From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed Monday as he delivered remarks at an art exhibition in Ankara. The gunman, believed to be an off-duty policeman, opened fire at close range, killing Ambassador Andrei Karlov. Associated Press photographer Burhan Özbilisi had just taken a picture of the Russian diplomat.
Just about 2 or 3 minutes later, I heard a very loud shout. I could not count. It was too loud.
The 22-year-old assassin, who was himself killed by security forces, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," and "Allahu Akbar." Three other people were wounded. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin will coordinate the investigation and increase diplomatic security. Mr. Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining bilateral efforts to resolve the Syrian conflict. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned Monday's shooting.
We stand ready to offer any assistance that may be required to Russia and Turkey as they investigate this despicable attack, which was, as the Secretary noted, also an assault on the right of all diplomats to safely and securely advance and represent their nations around the world.
One Turkish official said there were strong signs the gunman was a follower of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who denied any involvement. Gunfire heard overnight Monday to Tuesday in Kinshasa, capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, as President Joseph Kabila continued in office despite the end of his constitutional mandate. Some protests reported, but most people stayed indoors while soldiers patrolled deserted streets. Mr. Kabila's second of two terms ends midday Tuesday. This is VOA News.